is slashing?
Slashing is, like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. And, there's a penalty for that?
Yeah. And for a trip also, you know, like that. And for hook, like this. And for spear, you know, like that. Mm-hmm. All bad.
Bad.
You do that, you go to the box, you know, 2 minutes by yourself, and you feel shame, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get free.
Welcome to another episode of The Drop Podcast, the podcast that's dedicated to the St. Louis Blues. I'm your host, Lance Descott, and in today's show, we're going to be going over the Blues draft, kind of do a recap of who they drafted, some of their weaknesses, their strengths. I've watched a lot of games with especially their top four or five picks that they've taken, and I can give you my opinion on those and a little bit into the rest of them. We'll also talk a little bit about Kevin Shattenkirk, and we're going to delve a little bit into David Backes. Everybody was expecting this draft that either Friday night or Saturday that Kevin Shattenkirk would be gone, and he was not. So the Blues, in my opinion, were asking for way, way too much, and I don't know what's going on in Armstrong's mind. It'd be a little different if he had Shattenkirk signed to 3 or 4 years. He could probably get, you know, more for him. But he's acting like this guy is the best, you know, the best defenseman in the league and wanting an arm and a leg. You know, one of the trades was he was asking for Detroit. Detroit asked about Shattenkirk, and he wanted Dylan Larkin, which is a joke. I mean, nobody is going to give you a salary cap friendly young player, 19, 20 year old player for Kevin Shattenkirk, and Larkin's got a ton of upside. Nobody's going to give you that. And then they blew a deal with the Lightning. They've blown a deal with Edmonton. Regardless of what Edmonton says, they did offer the number 4 and Tyler Hall for Kevin Shattenkirk, and the Blues turned it down. Are you kidding me? The Blues could have had Tyler Hall, which I know he's making a little bit more than Shattenkirk, and they're trying to trim their budget. But they would have had the number 4 pick, and they could have went out and got Keith Tkachuk's son. And I just don't understand it. This kid is ready to play in the NHL, if not at the beginning of the year, but definitely by the middle of the year. You don't pass up on a player like that, especially for a guy that's going to be an unrestricted free agent next year. If the Blues can't trade him soon, they're going to start getting less and less and less for him because people are going to know they're desperate to trade him. So if this goes into the season, I don't see them getting much. They definitely won't get more than they've probably been offered. So I don't know what's going on. Could he be gone in the next couple days or week or two? It's quite possible after hearing from his agent saying that they kind of expect that, but they expected that on the Friday night before the draft and Saturday before the draft. So, Doug Armstrong, do something with this unrestricted free agent that you're not going to sign. You know, stop holding teams hostage. He's a good defenseman. You know, he's probably in the top five offensive-type defenseman, top six. But, you know, his defensive skills, as you could see in the playoffs, were not awesome. He gave the puck a lot up. He gave up the puck a lot. He's not a big guy, so it's not like he's a 6'4" defenseman who scores two. Just get a good player, get a good draft pick, whatever, for this guy, and move him on. Let's go ahead and get into David Backes, folks. And another thing, regardless of what Doug Armstrong says, that he's trying to fit him and Brouwer into the budget, and that's why he's trying to move Shattenkirk. That is a crock of crap. David Backes will not be back with his team. I can 99% guarantee you that. If they do bring him back, it better not be for more than 2 years. Because if you sign David Backes to a 4-year contract worth $6 million, you're screwed. I guarantee you within a couple years, he's going to go down to 10, 15 goals a year and, you know, we'll start getting hurt because he's getting older because he plays that physical style. And please, people, whatever you do, don't tell me that we need to pay him because of everything he's done for us and that we need to keep him because he's a leader in the locker room. You don't keep a guy who's 32 years old and probably on a decline and keep him and pay him what he wants just because you owe him something. This is the business world. Hockey is a business. So, folks, please give up on David Backes coming back. I know it's not what we want, most of us, but that's just the way hockey goes. You know, guys move on, and this is his last chance to get a big contract. He won't get another big contract. So I doubt even Backes is going to give the Blues any type of discount, which if I was him, I wouldn't. So that's that. The Blues offered tenders to 8 restricted free agents, and hopefully that those will come to fruition. Brodziak accepted a contract, making around $950,000 to $1 million a year for 2 years. So that's a friendly contract for a decent fourth-line player. I'm not upset about that at all. You know, a fourth-line player making $1 million, you know, scores a few goals a year, assists, and is, you know, tough on the other team. I got no problem with that. So that's kind of it with the trades right now. Let's go ahead and get into the Blues draft picks. The Blues had draft pick number 28, which they received from Washington for TJ Oshie last year when they got Brouwer, and they proceeded to switch the pick again and switched it with the 26th pick with Washington, and they chose Tage Thompson. Tage is a big young man, very, very skinny. In fact, my brother says that when he walks around, he looks kind of like the Grim Reaper, because he's so skinny. He's 6'5" to 6'6", 185 to 190 pounds is what I've seen people say that he is, and that's just not big enough for the NHL at that size. He's going to get beat up pretty bad. I've also heard a lot of people say he'd be better off at right wing than center, and I would have to agree with them. Well, with that size, he's going to be better off as a right winger. So the Blues get a pretty good player at 26. He was rated anywhere from 26 to 40 in most people's top prospects. He needs to put on some weight. I would say I would be happy to see him in a couple years at 230 to 240 at 6'5". That's a good size player. At the least, he needs to be 225. He stays at 185 to 190. He's going to get beat up in this league that's getting bigger and bigger. You know, most of these teams have wingers at 6'3 to 6'5 and 220 pounds, and he won't be able to handle it. Some of his pluses are he's got raw talent that's kind of, you know, not been tapped. He was only a freshman at UConn, did very well as a freshman, but if you watch some of his film, like I have watched quite a bit of it, he's a little awkward. It looks like a young man who's not quite grown into his body. Like, he grew very quickly, 5 or 6 inches in the summer, which I believe he did. If I'm not mistaken, he was at one time 6'1" and went to 6'5", 6'6" in one summer. So it's possible his body's he's not quite caught up to his body. So, you know, he's got great size. He's got a higher than average shot, a very, very good shot. And a lot of pucks he puts on the net, and a lot of them he does put on the net, he scores. He's a very responsible defenseman. Works hard, works his butt off. That's one thing that the Blues like about him, is he's a very, very hard worker. He's not great on faceoffs, and that's one of the reasons why I think he's going to be, you know, a better right winger. If they do keep him at center, they're going to have to do a lot of work on his faceoffs. And as I said earlier, his overall agility needs huge, huge improvement. So hopefully the Blues can do that with him. I would imagine you won't see him even in the WHL for probably 3 to 5 years because he's still got college, and I doubt you'll see him before his junior or senior year. So he's a prospect for the future. Don't, folks, just because you think he's in the first round, you're going to see him in a Blues uniform this year. That's not going to happen. The next pick would have been Jordan Kyrou, who, I will tell you something, this guy's not big. And I wanted the Blues to draft some bigger players because the NHL is getting to these fast guys that are 6'3 to 6'5, you know, 6'2. He is 6' and 178 pounds, but I'd like to see him put on about 10, 15 pounds, just a little bit more, you know, maybe 190. He would be a little thicker. He he's one of those guys that the draft prospects people could not decide on. He was ranked anywhere from 45, anywhere to, I actually seen a ranking with him for 100. You know, so a lot of people are just quite don't know what to expect from this kid. You know, he definitely needs to get stronger. He doesn't always have the effort. It seems like some games he takes off. And, you know, just doesn't seem to always be there in every play. But when he does show up, he's very, very good. He's fast with excellent hands. If you can watch film on him, folks, I would recommend doing it. He's got great hands when it comes to passing the puck, great vision. And when he's working hard, he's got great drive. I would say that, you know, even though he's a center, if you watch some of his film, the way he moves, you know, when he's not centering and he's shooting, he reminds me a lot of TJ Oshie, that type of player that's going to make highlight reel goals and, you know, maybe eventually be a 20 to 25 goal scorer in the NHL, hopefully. So, you know, I think we can look forward to that in Jordan Kyrou. The Blues, after that, took a goalie, which he was ranked anywhere from number 50 on up to not even in the top 130 prospects in the draft. He was ranked by some as the number one goalie out there. I don't understand when you have, you know, all these goalies in your system, Bennington, Copley, you've got the Finnish guy coming over, you've got Allen, you know, you've got one or two other guys. I'm not sure why you draft another goalie. You know, I heard somebody on Twitter go, well, we drafted him because we don't have enough trade bait and you can never have enough goalies. They probably drafted him to trade him. You don't draft at number 59 a player thinking, you know what, let's keep in our system, we can trade him. You don't do that. He is 6'2", 222 pounds, so he is a big goalie. The ideal size for a goalie, you know, 6'2 to 6'5. He's got great, great hands when it comes to puck handling like Jake Allen and rebound control. He's pretty athletic, pretty fluid. He needs to be more consistent. You know, some games he's just not very consistent. We'll give up that soft goal. And some days he doesn't like to come out of the net. He tends to play deep in the net on occasion. So, you know, I don't know what they're going to do about that. So we'll kind of have to keep that in mind. Let's go ahead and look at another pick that the Blues had. And we'll see, what they got for him. And that would be Tanner Kaspik. Pretty good player, I think. I think he's going to be a decent guy, maybe a third line guy. You know, don't be expecting these people to come in and, you know, all of a sudden be a number one center. You know, he's another center. Shoots left, 6'1", 200 pounds. You know, another smallish type. You know, not small guy, but, you know, can be anywhere. You know, from, he needs to probably gain about 10, 15 pounds. But he's pretty tough. He did have quite a few penalty minutes in 2015, 2016. He played 53 games. Had 12 goals, 18 assists, 30 points. Did have a plus 14 and 37 penalty minutes. So that's a lot for a center, I would say. Some people had him ranked as high as number 78. Other people didn't even have him in the top 140. So it just depends on what you're looking at. You know, he skates with power. He's got powerful legs. He can forecheck, which is very, very good. He can kind of be a two-way player, very responsible defensively. So, you know, I wouldn't expect a lot of goals out of this guy. That's why I'm saying he's probably a, you know, a second, third, probably a third line guy, most likely. You know, he's not, tends to be having problems being durable, has had some injury issues, tends to hold a shot a little too much, which can get you in a lot of trouble. And you guys know how that goes when you hold your shot in the NHL. There's not a lot of time. And when you go from minor league hockey or college hockey to the WHL or NHL, that gap is huge. You know, you put that puck on your stick, you're going to have a guy all over you. You don't have 3 or 4 seconds to hold the puck normally. Let's go into another Blues pick. That would be Nolan Stevens, another center. He is 6 foot tall, 185 pounds. Played 41 games for Northeastern, had 20 goals, 22 assists, 42 points, was a plus 13. 10 penalty minutes. Hockey Prospects Black Book didn't even have him listed in the top 200 players. Future Considerations had him listed at 145, and a lot of other sites had him anywhere from 119 on up to 180. So it just depends. And, you know, he's a decent player. Don't expect him to be in the Blues, you know, very, very, very quick. I wouldn't be looking at this, you know. The Blues took him at 145. So they kind of took him a little bit ahead. And, you know, he is 6'2", 185. So decent sized guy. Could probably gain a few pounds, 10, 15 pounds. Get him up around 195, 200. Be really, really good. The next pick's Connor Bleakley, folks. And if you've, some of you may say, I've heard that name. Well, you have heard that name. In 2014, the Colorado Avalanche and Patrick Waugh made him their number 23 overall first-round pick. He came into camp that fall of 2014, not in very good shape. They were pretty upset with him. They wanted him to go back down to Red Deer in the WHL and try to get his play better and try to get in better shape. He did come back in better shape for the following year, but they didn't offer him a contract and send him back to Red Deer again. So they traded his rights to the Coyotes, and the Blues, you know, drafted him this year. And I think he's got some upside, but it's he's one of those kids that if it comes together, he's going to be really good, you know, second line guy. If he doesn't come together, you won't even see him in the NHL. And for two teams to give up on him, you know, that kind of tells you something. The Blues picked him in the fifth round. Like I said, he was a former number 23. The Blues took him at 144. He's only 5'11", and, you know, 5'11 to 6 foot, and right around 190 pounds. A little beefy. You know, he's got some weight to him. Like I said, in 2015, 2016, he got injured with Red Deer. He played 55 games, 13 goals, 33 assists for 46 points. Had a plus 13 and 49 penalty minutes. So he can dish it out a little bit, which is, you know, good to hear. I like to hear these guys that, you know, have a little physical side to them and they can dish it out a little bit. The Blues' last two draft picks, number 209 and number 211. One of them was Nikola Craig Christensen. He comes from Denmark and he played 30 games, had 2 goals and 2 assists and 4 points. But did pretty good in their playoffs over there. He's 6'3", 201 pounds. Nice to see a bigger guy. He's center. You know, I think this is a project guy. Both these guys are project guys. You may never see them in the NHL, and they may be one of those guys that surprise you. He really came in the Blues radar towards the end of the season and toward the playoffs in Denmark. Looked really, really, really well. So hopefully the Blues can you know, be able to move on him and get something out of him. He was listed in one ranking as the 149th player overall. Some people didn't even have him in the top 200. So the Blues, I think, reach for these last two. The other pick was Philip Helt. He's a left wing. Hey, not a center. Shoots left. He's 6'1", around 200 pounds. Played in Czechoslovakia in the under-18 league. Played 42 games. Had 20 goals and 28 assists and 46 points. He's got good size. He's made some progression over the last few seasons. You know, there's not a lot of expectation for him. You know, both these guys, Christensen and Helt, are kind of unknown guys. You know, they just haven't had a lot of exposure. And hopefully maybe the Blues found a diamond in the rough. You never know with the way the NHL goes. Blues have had some decent success with third to fifth round picks. I don't know of a lot of seventh round picks, you know, that have come and had a great, great career in the NHL. There are a few that I've known of that, you know, fourth line players, so on and so forth. So maybe the Blues can get lucky on some of these guys, and maybe we'll see Tage in a few years. Like I said, folks, don't get excited because he's a number one pick. You know, he was 26 taken overall, and he's got a lot of growing up to do. He's not kind of grown into his body, but he is a big, big guy. And if he can gain a little bit of weight, 25, 30 pounds, get some control over that body, get used to it, Maybe he'll leave college after his junior year, or maybe he's going to wait till the senior year. You just never know with these guys. It just depends on how fast they can progress. You know, don't think he's going to be a number one center, folks, because I doubt he's going to be a center in this league. And don't think he's going to be a number one right wing. I see him as a second line right winger, unless he really changes from what I've seen, and some of these guys can. But a lot of people out there think, oh, you know, number one draft pick, he's going to be a number one line guy and score 35 goals. No, that's not what happens, people. But by all means, look up some film on these guys, especially Tage. And, you know, look up Tage and see what you guys think about his balance. You know, especially him. Look at him. Like I said, I think he's going to be a good player eventually, but not a number one line guy. I would give the Blues grade, which is ticking a lot of people off, I would give them a C to C minus. It was about an average, I would say, overall with the players they got. Average draft. You know, I haven't seen what the NHL or other experts have said, but in my mind, it's a C to C minus. I think the Blues think they did better. I don't think they did. But, hey, an average draft is an average draft. An average draft is better than a bad draft. So, you know, just be cautious, folks, of what you expect out of some of these guys, especially the fifth-rounders and seventh-rounders. You know, don't expect these guys to be here quick, and some of them may never be here. It's a crapshoot. You get lucky some years, and other years you just don't. You know, the Blues have gotten lucky in the past with some players. Look at Brett Hall. You know, when Calgary drafted him, I think he was 172 or 179, somewhere in that 170 range. He became one of the greatest scorers of all time, one of the greatest players of all time. So it does happen. It just doesn't happen all the time. So I want to thank everybody for joining the Drop Podcast. Again, I've been your host, Lance Descott. Please take your time to look up these prospects on your own. Make your own opinion. I've given you mine, but you as fans, look them up. You know, get to know these guys. Some of these guys may be Blues in the future. Some of them may not. Some of them may be traded in the future or may go to other teams. You know, you just never know. I want to thank everybody again for joining me. Have a great day. Have a great night. I hope to see you in a few weeks, and when maybe we can catch up on Shattenkirk and Backes. As soon as those transactions happen, we will have a show and we will get into those. We will discuss the pros and cons of those transactions. I want to thank again everybody for joining me. Please follow us on Twitter at Official The Drop. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheDropHockeyShow. You can also email us at theofficialdrop@gmail.com. Guys, don't forget to download all these episodes. You can find them on ShoutEngine.com, Stitcher.com, and also iTunes. Thank you so much. We look forward to seeing everybody again soon. Have a great day and good night.
My fellow Americans.
Hey guys, can you be quiet? Seth and Amy are talking about our country.
They say we're a nation divided. They say we disagree on everything.
That's not true. We agree on a lot.
Like Paul Rudd. Everybody loves Paul Rudd.
I didn't know this was gonna happen.
You know what else everyone loves?
Emojis.
No, farmer.
Raccoons.
No, beer.
Beer.
Nothing brings America together like Bud Light.
That's why we're forming the Bud Light Party. Just wait till you see our caucus.
We got the biggest caucus in the country.
Whee! But it's not like too big. Like, you can handle it.
We will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on.
We're gonna survive.
Today we celebrate our Independence Day.
Are you just quoting Independence Day?
Yeah, I'm really inspired right now.
America has seen the light.
And there's a bud in front of it.